Last week at the joint meeting of the American Peanut Shellers and the National Peanut Buying Points Association, Dr. John Beasley, peanut specialist, reported on the condition of the peanut crop in Florida and in Georgia. In Florida, Dr. David Wright of the University of Florida reports that overall we have some extremely dry areas that are suffering, he said, in Florida. We still have peanuts that have a good chance of making good yields if we start getting rain. He said we are likely to have lower yields in 2009. Problems on pests, lesser corn stalk borer started in early August. Nematodes are showing up as well. Most of their crop in Florida is planted in Florida 07s and Georgia 06G with some TIFGuard. In Florida, overall the crop conditions, average to maybe slightly above average, was the discussion by Dr. John Beasley. He said he's seen irrigated fields that are severely stressed and non-irrigated fields that look very good depending on where you are. He said the insects this year include the lesser cornstalk borer, three-cornered alfalfa hopper on peanuts, beet army worms have started in some areas, and the tobacco budworms are also giving a problem. Tomato spotted wilt virus, he said, is very light this year, which is new. And the pigweeds, he said, are a major problem for Georgia peanut farmers. He said the major cultivars include 06G, about half of the acreage is in Georgia 06G, Georgia Greener and Florida 07, and some TIFGuard. He said we still have time to make a good crop in Georgia, but temperatures have to return to normal and rainfall events must start up frequently and widespread. He said the temperatures of 100 plus have caused pollen sterility in peanuts, blooms but no pegs. Once heat abates, he said, fruiting will continue as normal, but the Georgia peanut crop needs rain immediately. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.